next alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We have made it to 8 o'clock hour, last hour of the show. And it's good to be here 2 days in a row. I don't know how Andrew and this radio team does this 5 days in a row on a regular basis, getting up this early. But what you got, people like this coming on next, the owner of the Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell, it certainly makes it a lot easier. Lisa, how are you doing today?
Well, thank you for the intro. I'm doing great. You know, looking forward to a sunny day today. We've had so much rain, but it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today and for the 4th of July, too. So very excited about that.
Great. Great. Well, I know that there's a new boat launch at Shoreline Park that everyone's been anticipating to open. And I did see some pictures on Facebook this past week of that opening. And I know everybody in Gulf Breeze and even I'm sure in Pensacola are excited about the opportunity to have that be open finally.
Well, it's not at Shoreline Park. What it does, though, is it alleviates some of the traffic at Shoreline Park. This is the one that's just opening right at the foot of the bridge in Gulf Breeze. So it used to be that we could not make a U-turn on Highway 98. You just had to go across the bridge and then turn around and come back. Now, since the new bridge is open, we have a whole area underneath the bridge, and that is where they have opened the new boat launch. So that, and there's plenty of parking underneath the bridge. Very nice, of course, very shady, and you can park your boat and your trailer under there. That whole area is going to be a wonderful asset to the community. It's not completely open, not completely finished, I should say, but the boat launch is open. So if you are planning to take your boat out today, tomorrow, through the weekend, Blue Angels, this is a great alternative. It will alleviate some of the crowding at Shoreline Park. So we're happy to announce that that has opened.
Okay, great. So right there at the foot of the bridge. And again, boat launch is fully operational, and they're still kind of finishing up some touches there around in maybe the parking lot area, but there are plenty of places to park still underneath the foot of the 3 mile bridge.
Yeah.
So great. And then
Absolutely.
We've got Gulf Breeze High School is looking forward to a good football season with a new coach that's a former NFL player.
That's right. His name is Eric Harris. It was another opportunity for us to have a new coach. We our last coach left after only 1 year. And so, you know, the names that started floating and people were like, wouldn't it be great if we had Eric Harris? Because Eric is a 9-year NFL veteran. He lives in the area. He's got children, you know, coming up. Wouldn't it be great if he would even consider it? And he did accept. So this is a huge benefit to our Gulf Breeze High School sports program. He was he served as a safety. He played for the Saints, the Raiders, the Falcons, and the 49ers over his career. He's never been a head football coach, but he has been certainly coached by some of the best in the world. So we're very much looking forward to having him. And it really gives a jolt of excitement, energy into the football program, which really needed it, to be honest.
Great. Well, we'll be keeping our eye open for the Dolphins next year as we enter football season. And then we've got, tell me a little bit about this dog lovers want to win contest. What we got going on here? I know we got a lot of dog lovers listening in.
Well, these people are very invested in the dog community. They have 5 dogs themselves. The woman, her name is Jordan Monson. She is the head of the Great Dane Rescue and the Greyhound Rescue. And she and her husband, Josh, they entered this contest. It was called America's Favorite Couple. They don't think they're really America's favorite couple, but they saw this opportunity and they said, wouldn't this be fantastic if we could win this contest? That way we could literally give money back to these rescues and also take care of some of their vet bills, because obviously 5 dogs, you got a lot of vet bills. So they are, it's through Variety, the magazine. We have a link in our newspaper of how to vote for them. And it would be great for local rescues, you know, for if they were to win and give part of their money back. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to do. Yeah.
That is good. Well, I know we talked about high school, but let's move on to cell phones being banned in kindergarten through K through eight schools this year, and what parents should expect as they send their kids off to school in now a month and a half or so.
That's right. We did talk to the principal of Gulf Breeze Middle School about it. They are going to ban, you can have your cell phone at school, but you must put it away in a backpack or somewhere that cannot be taken out at all during the school day. So if you come to school early, you can have it out while you're waiting on the tarmac or whatever you're going to be on. If you go inside to have breakfast, you must put it away. And at that point, it's going to be put away all day long. It's a new rule that went into effect July 1st, and it does not affect high school, just elementary and middle school. And honestly, I think it's a good idea to try to keep the kids, you know, more focused on their schoolwork. And I know that parents and teachers realize that this is something that's very important. So hopefully, if you are planning to have a kid go into either one of those school, elementary or middle schools, you will understand that this is not something that the schools are involved with. This is a state law. And so therefore, don't, you know, plan accordingly that your child will not be able to talk to you during the middle of the day.
Yeah, this is making me feel old. And I didn't even have a cell phone until I was in ninth grade, and we certainly couldn't have them out at school. We'd be in big time trouble. So, and that doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But anyways, so be on the lookout for that. And then we've got to beware of license plate banner in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, if you are driving through Gulf Breeze, there will be a license plate scanner. So this is something that there was a little bit of a confusion about it because there was a van parked at the foot of the bridge that basically said Gulf Breeze Special Ops. And a lot of people got very upset over it because they said, you know, this looks like we're rounding up people to put in this van. This does not look like a very welcoming way to enter Gulf Breeze. But it really was miscommunication because it was a big van the city has had for 8 years. It does have a generator on it, and they were using that to power this new license plate scanner that they're going to use to, you know, scan both license plates going both east and west to see whether or not they've got, you know, any criminals coming into town or missing people or possibly stolen vehicles or something. So it's a new toy, I guess you could say, and it will be there at the foot of the bridge.
Okay. Well, we had a lot more to cover. We ran out of time, but Lisa, thank you for calling in, and we are going to head to some commercials. I hope you have a happy 4th of July and a great long weekend, and we'll catch you in the breeze, all right?
I'll see you in the breeze. Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
All right. Thanks, PJ. What's traffic on the fives?
We have a vehicle crash West 9 Mile Road at Stefani Road. It's in Pensacola. Looks like the roadway is clear there. Also looking over at Milton State Road 87 right near Hunter Street. Vehicle crash as well. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Weaker Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Woody, my house is hotter than an outhouse in July.
Our licensed AC techs can help.
Ooh, I mean, it's sweatier in here than the sauna at a sumo wrestling camp.
Say no more, sir. With your knack for detail, really, say no more. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your AC repairs online at wecareheatedair.com.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step but it can turn into so many great results. That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have, I'm kind of taking a little bit of a turn here, went on a limb for this next interview. We hear a lot about what goes on in Tallahassee. We hear from our state representatives and state legislators, and we often hear about the state district legislative aides and all the work that they kind of do behind the scenes. So I reached out to my good friend Turner Mitchell, who is the district legislative aide for State Representative Alex Andrade, and wanted to hear from directly from the horse's mouth what a day in the life in a session is for the legislative aide and what all his responsibilities are. So, Turner, thank you for calling in this morning, and I know you're gearing up for 4th of July like everybody else.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Walker.
Absolutely. So, you know, most people – who know their state representative, but they might not know you, Turner Mitchell, the state legislative aide. So what actually, you know, was a day-to-day look? What are you doing on a daily basis to make sure that, you know, Alex can be as successful as he can to represent the constituents in the Florida House?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm here in Pensacola, I'm basically the point person for the office. I deal a lot with casework. You know, it's a lot of emails, phone calls. And realistically, it's just pointing people in the right direction and connecting them with the state agencies they may not be able to connect to or may have trouble looking at. It's a lot of unemployment, Medicaid, or, you know, the simple questions about just what's going on in the district. You know, there's a lot of road projects, and some people may not just know what's going on. And besides the casework, I do a lot of events here in town. I always like to say I'm the rep's rep because, you know, I'm there on behalf of the representative when he's not able to attend all the events. Whether it be a Navy League event or a city or a county event, being a ribbon cutting or a groundbreaking, I think it's important to always have a state presence there.
Great. Yeah, so you're kind of a caseworker, part scheduler, gatekeeper, kind of the informer, if you will. We can kind of call you and you can give us the information or maybe point us in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when I'm here in Pensacola. When I'm over there in Tallahassee, you know, we have 6 weeks of committee week, and then we have 60 days of actual session. And my main job over there is being the scheduler for the representatives. I also file the bills. I file the appropriations. But basically, I play air traffic control. You know, the representative is a busy man. He has to talk with different representatives. The staff director go to different committees. So a lot of times he gets pulled out of a conversation at random times, and I have to – you know, fill in the gaps and take the meeting if I need to or move things around.
Great, great. Well, I know you mentioned, you know, you'll get calls about trying to help people out if they're unsure about how a process works or what state agency they might need to work. What's kind of an example of what somebody might call in for and need help for that maybe you've directly helped someone kind of get something across the finish line to get something fixed or something they had an issue with?
Yeah, so a recent one I had was I dealt with this lady who had an unemployment issue. She was supposed to be receiving unemployment, and for the past 2 months she hadn't. So I connected her with the agency. I got her information, and I got it expedited. And by the end of the week, she was getting her payments. She got her back pay, and her payments continued on. And it's just really rewarding whenever you get that email back, and they thank you, and they finally get their money back so that they can continue their life.
Great, great. And again, we're on with Turner Mitchell, the legislative aide for State Representative Alex Andrade, trying to hear, how Turner is supporting Alex in his role and what really we hear a lot about legislative aides, but what does that really mean and what are they doing behind the scenes that we don't see? But PJ, let's real quick get traffic on the fives.
We have a vehicle crash West 9 Mile Road at Stefani Road. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Turner, we're glad you're here. State legislative aide for Representative Alex Andrade representing District 2 in the Florida House. So other than working directly with Alex, what is your favorite part of the job?
Favorite part? Realistically, it's helping people. I've always had a passion for helping people throughout my entire life, my family. We've really been involved within different organizations within Pensacola. So giving back is a really big thing, but also just having a better view on how decisions are made. I think that's also a really important part that people don't understand. The decision makers, I'm a young guy and I like to learn as much as I possibly can. And I think that's really cool to see. Like I said, it's just really rewarding when I get an email back saying their issue has been resolved, or if I'm attending an event and somebody happened to get a birthday card from our office, and they're always just so appreciative of all that.
That's great. That's great. Well, I appreciate, I know that you served as the district secretary for a little while, and now you've moved up into this role. So you have gotten to go over to Tallahassee and be a little more involved in the day-to-day operations in the office. And I see you work in the same building that I work in, so I see you working hard downtown when you're here in town. So I want to thank you for coming on and just also kind of give you an opportunity to tell folks if they don't know how to reach out to the representative's office, how they go about doing that and getting a hold of you or him in the office to get some issues solved.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call our office cell phone number, and the cell phone number is 850-542-1980, or you're going to be able to email me directly at turner.mitchell@flhouse.gov. We're going to be there for help, whatever constituent needs you possibly need. Either myself or our district aide, Kenzie Quino, we'll be sure to reach out. And we're not there on the phone call. Please leave a voicemail, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Great, great. And Turner, I'm going to let you take your work hat off for a second. I know you said you grew up here. We've got a big family and, UWF graduate as well. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't give, Turner Mitchell an opportunity to tell us what's going on down at Seville Quarter this weekend for 4th of July, as you are, a Mitchell after all. We got to give you an opportunity to plug Seville Quarter.
Oh, absolutely. So at Seville today, we have the Molly Ringwald tonight. It's one of the biggest concerts in Pensacola, and it's always a great show. And then on the 4th of July itself, we're going to be doing grilling outside in the courtyard. And then if you have a steak tooth, we're going to be doing some good steaks at the district across the street. So be sure to get some reservations and come check us out.
All right. Good stuff. Well, Turner, thanks so much for calling in today. Hope you have a great 4th of July. And I'm sure I'll be running into you soon enough downtown. So take care. Be safe. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Walker.
Yeah, absolutely. So just, wanted to kind of get a different take. We always hear on the talk radio morning shows different politicians coming in, and they've got, of course, it's not a one man or one woman show as they're serving our community, that they've got some great backup and great staff supporting what they're doing. And just wanted to kind of give everybody an idea of what Turner does in his role in Representative Andrade's office, give him an opportunity to talk about it. I think he did a great job. I know he's always running around busy doing stuff for that. And, of course, he's getting ready for 4th of July, and so is Seville. It's part of the Mitchell family that owns Seville Quarter downtown, and so it's always fun to give them a chance to brag and talk about what's going on down at Seville. So we are going to go ahead and head on out here in a few seconds. We do have the chairman of the Escambia County Commission is going to join us here after this commercial break and close out the show with us this morning. Mike Kohler is going to be calling in. We're going to be talking about Bay Center, MSBUs for the fire service for the county, and all kind of things coming up here with the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, Mike Kohler, calling in here in a few minutes. We'll be right back after this.
Foster. A final vote on the Republican so-called Big Beautiful Bill is delayed by top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries holding the floor.
This runs directly contrary to what President Trump indicated in January, which was that he was going to love and cherish Medicaid. Nothing about this bill loves and cherishes Medicaid. It guts Medicaid.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
We are going to see growth like we have not seen, and importantly, it is going to be non-inflationary growth, which is something that Democrats couldn't do.
He's on Fox Business. The Labor Department reports 147,000 new jobs created in June. That's more than most economists expected. And the unemployment rate a tick down at 4.1%. State government and health care jobs had gains. Manufacturing jobs went down. New weekly unemployment claims are down. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it's 83 degrees. We've got sunshine, a beautiful day here in Pensacola, and we'll get our forecast in just a few moments from meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Several men were detained after a drive-by shooting incident in East Milton. It's being called a drug deal gone bad by officials. Happened at a home on 87, just a few miles from the Piggly Wiggly store. Officials say five men had driven to the home to purchase drugs when a suspect attempted to rob them and started shooting. Those men then returned fire on the suspect and drove away. They were stopped by deputies nearby. The suspect was later detained after barricading himself inside the home. Now, the good news, nobody was hurt. A firearm was recovered. A crash earlier this week in Escambia County ended with four people being taken to area hospitals. Escambia Fire Rescue says that happened at Nine Mile and Airway Drive about 6 p.m. yesterday. The crash involved two vehicles with one person trapped inside. Firefighters were called to the scene where they used extrication tools to remove the entire driver's side of the vehicle. Eventually, they were able to get to the trapped victim. FHP is investigating that crash. The 4th of July travel period is in full swing right now.
AAA is predicting over 72 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home over the Independence Day holiday period that started on June 28th and goes through July 6th. That's an additional 1.3 million road travelers compared to 2024. It also says 5.84 million will be flying to their destination, also a new record. With the holiday falling on a Friday, AAA says travelers have the option of making it a long weekend or taking the entire week off. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Thank you very much, Mark. Well, some new information on that incident that happened on the Disney Dream Cruise as it was on its way back to Port Everglades Sunday. The Broward County Sheriff's Office says they've been looking into how that girl fell overboard, and they say now that she was sitting on the railing when she lost her balance and fell backward through a porthole. Her father jumped in the water after her. The ship's crew members wound up saving both of them. Deputies do say the girl was in the water for about 20 minutes. The sheriff's office didn't identify the family, but they did say that they do not live in Florida. A Volusia County man is now facing charges related to his child's death. Ormond Beach's Scott Gardner was indicted yesterday for first-degree murder. He allegedly left his one-year-old son to die in a hot car last month. The sheriff's office says the boy was in the car for several hours while Gardner got a haircut and then went to a bar. Gardner was also indicted for aggravated child abuse and child neglect, and he's due back in court for an arraignment next month. Well, there are new speeding laws in Florida that could cost you some money. Florida's new super speeder law makes certain speeds a criminal offense now. The law punishes motorists that drive 50 miles an hour or more over the posted speed limit or 100 miles per hour on any road. Drivers in violation of that law could face imprisonment for up to 30 days for a first offense. A second conviction could lead to a 90-day jail term, a $1,000 fine, or both. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief, so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Looks like we're still dealing with that vehicle crash. West 9 Mile Road at Stefani Road. The roadway is clear, however. No delays on Gulf Beach Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up this afternoon near 93 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Friday, 20% chance of rain for your 4th of July, but most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 94. By Friday evening, we will have temperatures dropping near 76, should look decent for fireworks. Heading into your Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a 30% chance of a pop-up shower, high near 94 degrees. Seganka, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 82 degrees in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. At the opening bell, we're looking at some gains in the market. The Dow is up 127 points at 44,611. S&P up 30 points at 62,57. NASDAQ up 129 points at 25,22. Our 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.332% today. Gold price is down 16.30 at 33,43.40. Silver price is up 27 cents at 37 even. And crypto up across the board, but not by a lot. Bitcoin's up, 275 right now at 109.819. Ethereum's up 20 bucks. Solana up just over 130. Dogecoin up by about 0.2 cents. And XRP is up by 3 cents. House Republicans still working to get their spending bill through. A key procedural vote to move the bill, the spending bill in the House, was passed last night by a vote of 219 to 213. It's one more vote away now from landing on President Trump's desk. A final floor vote is expected here very soon this morning. The monthly unemployment report's out. It did beat expectations with the number of new jobs created for June. The Labor Department reporting that non-farm payrolls increased by 147,000 last month. Most analysts were expecting to see the number come in somewhere between 110 and 115,000. Apple now has an official Threads account 2 years after the launch of the social media site. Threads, which is Instagram's answer to X, launched in mid-2023, but Apple stayed off of it until now. Its new account, at Apple, picked up 5 million followers almost immediately. 8:38, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
If you're 64, about to turn 65, or you're retiring, or for whatever reason you want to find out more information about Medicare, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. This is all she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, and she'll help you understand, you know, what's supplement, what's Advantage, what is Medicaid, does Medicaid apply to me? Because a lot of people, and you may be one, don't know the difference, and that's okay. Because these questions aren't that hard, but if you don't know the answers, it can be a little stressful to think about going from private insurance or company-based insurance to government insurance, but it's really not that hard to understand, and she can certainly explain it to you. Give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. And next on the show, and as we close out the show here today, we have a good friend, the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, Mike Kohler, who represents District 2, has called in to join us. And Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks for calling in.
Well, good morning, Walker, and thanks for letting me be on the show this morning with you. It sounds like you've had a good show this morning.
Yeah, we've been rocking and rolling. Yesterday, maybe I wasn't as on with it, but today we're doing a little better, at least trying to. So, anyways.
You're doing great.
Thanks. We talked about a couple of issues that you maybe wanted to try and cover this morning, and I know that the county's been talking a lot about MSBU, Municipal Services Benefit Unit, and kind of just one, want to explain what that is to folks, and two, what the county's looking at in regards to MSBUs and when they can kind of see that on the agenda as it's coming up and maybe in the next month or so.
Well, it'll be on the July 10th meeting, but I guess I need to give a little background. So the MSBUs that we're talking about, there's multiple ones, but I think the one you're referring to is the one that will support the firefighters. And the Beach and the Mainland had two different MSBUs. And the Beach one obviously was a little bit different rate, and I really don't know why it was like that. But either way, where we are today is Santa Rosa Island Authority last week voted to increase the lease fees to pay for their fire department. So SRA was paying well under $250,000 for the fire department they had out there. There was a lawsuit several years back that basically the property appraiser was going to try to get some real estate taxes or property taxes out of them. That failed, and they had lowered the lease fees. Well, SRA went and voted last week 4-2 to increase the lease fees back up to 75%. The deal with that is that they will pay, excuse me, the $2.4 million for the firehouse that they had out on the beach. And then they'll have a little bit extra to do with maybe for beach renourishment or something like that. On the mainland, the rate will go up to about $220, and we haven't increased the MSBU in over 10 years. And our growth now is at around 336,000 people in the county. So we've just had too much growth, and we need more fire stations to support the people, you know, in Escambia County.
Right.
So that'll come up on the 10th.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, on the July 10th, that'll be...
So, I want to give the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Mike Burns a lot of credit, because there was a little bit of contention because of the two different rates between the, you know, the beach and the mainland. And the resolution that they came up and voted for, I think, is a really good resolution. And I hope the board, you know, votes for our end to support the firefighters. I don't know if you know, a couple meetings back, we voted to add 4 new firehouses over the next few years in the county as well. So that, you know, we're trying to support public safety, and we need to because of the growth in Escambia County.
Yeah, that's exciting. I did see that Santa Rosa Island Authority essentially said, you know, we're going to come in maybe a different funding source, not through the MSBU, but to offset you know, them having to pay higher rates, and they're advocating to pay the same as mainland folks are paying for this MSBU for fire. So it seems like that's really kind of, this will help move that issue along and kind of get to a landing spot here at y'all's next meeting on July 10th.
It was really, I mean, I had a sit down with our legal department and Mike Burns, and when he realized how much the firehouse out on the beach was costing, and, you know, we were taking $10 million, well, we still are, $10 million out of the general fund to support the fire. And that you can't continue to do that. There's got to, you know, at some point we've got to come up with a solution to meet the demand.
Right.
And I think we're there. We'll see where we get on the 10th.
Yep. So we'll look forward to that. And let's get traffic on the fives real quick and commercials. And then let's come back and we'll talk with Commissioner Kohler about the joint meeting with the city council next week about the Bay Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Gulf Breeze News, your community newspaper. Looks like we have a new hit and run crash on the board in Molino, State Road 97, right near Pilgrim Trail. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day?" "Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining us today. And as we close out the show here, we've still got the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, Mike Kohler, on the line. And I know I said we were going to talk about the Bay Center, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity to talk about something I know that's important to you, all of us in this community, and that was the House passing the National Defense Authorization Act and what that means here for all of us in Escambia County. I'll give you an opportunity to chat about that.
Wow, Walker. I had about 10 things written down, and that was one of them. You know, and we really got to thank Congressman Petronas and Senator Scott for their leadership. When Petronas got elected, you know, I expressed to him the importance of the hangar out on the base. And, you know, we need to redo that hangar. It all coincides with, the, you know, what we do with aviation training and the Blues. And I got to look to see what the total funding is. But, yeah, that'll be a big deal. It's going to be up over $50 million. And did you say it passed the House this morning already? I know it got through the Senate. I didn't see the House had voted on it.
Maybe, yeah, I might have got that wrong. So, because I know they're still debating the.
I'm hopeful that it does get through the House because I've been watching that. I know it's the president wants it on his desk by the 4th. I'm hoping that the House passes it because there's quite a bit of money in there for NAS Pensacola if it gets through. Of course, you know, and it doesn't get any veto, but I think it'll be good for us. And I know that our federal legislators are working real hard to protect our base, and that's important to me. And it should be important to everyone in the community because it's about half our economy.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. So we'll look and see where that lands. But, I'm watching that. You know, the state budget, we fell a little short on some things. But we have some wins there, too. I know a lot of people have been covering that, but, you know, the estuary got refunded, which is a big deal for both Santa Rosa, Escambia, even in Alabama. So I was grateful that the governor did that for us.
Great.
But, yeah, we had some other stuff. Carpenter Creek got cut, which I know in District 4, that was a big project that we were looking forward to working on. But it'll come back.
Right. All right. So I know next week we had Councilwoman Allison Patton on earlier in the show, but next week y'all are having this joint meeting with the mayor of the city of Pensacola and the Pensacola City Council at the Bay Center, and to talk about the future of the Bay Center and how you all, you know, the county and the city maybe move forward on some improvements and renovations to that property, and just wanted to kind of give you an opportunity to talk about that and kind of your expectations of what that meeting looks like next week.
Yeah, so the board, you know, had wanted to do something collectively, which I applaud the board. I think we're working real well with each other. But, you know, the Bay Center, it's just outdated, right? It needs a makeover. So the discussion started, well, I don't know, probably 6 months ago. And when we started talking about it, the mayor wanted to have some opinion with it because, you know, it's inside the city limits, even though the county has oversight and management of the building. So, you know, I thought it was a good idea. You know, obviously the city wants to have some input since it's inside the city limits. There's multiple competing interests here. You know, there's people that want a convention center. There's people that want a second sheet of ice. I know you were down when you got a brief from the DIV. I think that was, about a month ago.
Right.
And we came in after you. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of the folks that are putting the study together. Think that, you know, it'd be great if the Grand could come back to life. It would help it. We subsidize the Bay Center, and so we lose money on it. It's getting better with the ice hockey. But I think people would like to see more, you know, music venues and some other things there. So we're going to have a meeting with the city council and the mayor, and kind of it'll be more of a collective thought, and everyone get what they would like out there. And then we'll present that to ASM. I think there's a the mayor's doing a design with, I can't remember the company, but he has someone doing an outside look at what they may think would be a good fit. So we'll see where we land. I'm looking forward to remaking that a really nice, beautiful place for the, you know, the county and the city. It's in a great location as you come off I-110 there. And I think it could be really good. And you see how much Mobile's putting into their new convention center. It's going to be over $300 million. And I think, you know, depending on where we land on price, I'm being told around $100 million, we could do some really good things with that.
But yeah, we'll see. It's exciting. We'll see, and certainly need to do something. And it's good that everybody's going to be in the room to talk about it. So, PJ, let's get traffic on the fives.
Taking a look at the big board. Still working that hit-and-run crash at State Road 97 and Pilgrim Trail in Molina. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. And Commissioner Kohler here with us, chairman of the Escambia County Commission, serving District 2. And something we texted about the other day, and also saw that you had an interview clip on Channel 3 the other day, too. And just always something fun to talk about, and then hopefully be wishful and progress being made is with, you know, are we ever going to have Amtrak service come back to Pensacola now that they've made this announcement that they're going to open Mobile back up later this year?
It's so funny. I got an email this morning from Commissioner Miner over in Leon County. He's leading the cause to put a bill in the legislature. I literally was reading it while I was waiting to get on the phone with you. But there's a huge interest among the commissioners along, you know, I-10 going to Jacksonville to bring this to life. I don't know with what the city of Mobile put together in their contract that Amtrak couldn't move north or east. I found that out recently. They can revoke that for the next 3 years if they did. I would like to see it. That's unfortunate that was in the agreement with Mobile. But I will tell you from our standpoint, we're going to propose it, send it up. We've already written a letter to the Southern Rail Commission. Like I said, Commissioner Miner, Paul Mixon over in Okaloosa, he's the chair over there. He's working real hard. I think all the four of the commissioners in Escambia, four in Santa Rosa, three or four in Okaloosa, Walton. I mean, everyone is in support of this. Obviously, the rail's there, but it's got to have a return on investment to run those trains, you know, across the state. So I'm optimistic. I'd like to see it happen, but we got a long way to go. But you got people working to try to make it happen. I'll tell you that, Walker.
Yeah, that'd be exciting. I remember growing up, lived over Scenic Heights area. My mom, we had a lady that she was actually from England and somehow ended up here. But my mom would take her down to the Amtrak station. The lady didn't drive, but she would take her to the Amtrak station and she would go over to Mobile or New Orleans. And I just remember thinking how cool that was when I was a kid. I was like, oh, she gets to go ride a train somewhere.
When I was up in the D.C. area, I took the train all the time.
Right.
And, you know, it's a neat way to travel. It's, you know, you get a lot of work done, too, if you can work on the train.
Exactly. Well, hey, I want to thank you for coming on today, being willing to come on and talk about what's going on in Escambia County, and hope that y'all have a great 4th of July this weekend and get to get out and enjoy some fireworks and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you too, Walker. Good job on the show for Andrew.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
All right. So, again, you know, it's been a fun 2 days to be here filling in for Andrew, and I guess he'll be back with us all soon. And, you know, good show today. We talked a lot in the early hours of the show about Southern Youth Sports Association and the extension of the Rafferty Center that they're going to be getting at Legion Field next to where the May Center is now, and talked about Trenton Henderson, who signed with LSU, a five-star defensive end at Catholic High School, going to go to LSU Tigers and play, and started his early football days with Southern Youth Sports Association and what that's meant to this community. We talked to Community Health Northwest Florida and how the big, beautiful bill might have some impacts on Medicaid and health care here for low-income or underinsured or veterans that are utilizing their services. Talked a lot about what's going on at the county, at the city, with the Bay Center. Keep your eyes out on that. And then again, fireworks shows. Have fun this weekend. Be safe. Drive safe, you know, and enjoy the 4th of July. Take care.